got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Hey, yo, shout out to that boy, Young Zell. New EP dropped this morning, available over on DSPs.
Come on, man.
Check out our man Young Zell out here doing what he do.
My boy Young Zell just be grinding, man.
Sacramento Skies is out for you right now. Go cop it. How many tracks we got from Zell on this one? 5 tracks on this one, man. Go check out our boy Zell. Support our brother right there.
Yes, indeed. Shout out Young Zell. Shout out TC. He gave me a music review this morning and said, you're crazy if you're not playing this.
Do I dare ask?
Well, it was reasonable. It was Friday. I'm familiar, you know. He's nice, but I'm like, yo, all right, I don't know if I'm crazy if I'm not playing it. He said bangers front to back.
Play on.
Okay. Yeah, play on. Yeah, we're talking about bangers.
You gotta stop.
We're talking music.
I know, but
it was, I think, the front to back part.
Yeah, that was a little wild. Yeah,
that was a little edgy for 12.
You didn't need to do that.
Yeah, that felt like there could be kids listening, man. What are we doing?
It's lunchtime.
We welcome you in here to the Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Kyle literally just said it. The Wednesday, March 19th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Well, who knows what we'll be tonight, man, because the Cleveland Cavaliers are coming to town looking to get right. Cavs have lost 2 in a row for only the third time this year. They've lost 3 in a row just one time this year, and they lost last night to the Los Angeles Clippers, and they're stepping in here to take on Sacramento tonight.
Yeah, man, I was doing some stuff around the house and with the kids and stuff like that, and I saw the score going into the fourth quarter. I think it was like a 3-point game, 4 or 5-point game, something like that. And had to do some stuff, and I was like, oh man, let me tap in and see if I can watch the end of the fourth quarter. I know I've missed a lot, but let me tap into the end of the fourth quarter. I turned the TV on, and they got some kind of arena view or whatever, and I see the score. It's 132-119, and for whatever reason, I thought it was Cavs. I was like, oh, Cavs turned up on them in that fourth quarter, okay. And then they start playing the game. I look at the little overlay. It's the Clippers up 132-119. I said, oh boy.
I watched that game yesterday. I almost started believing in James Harden and that team.
Well, all right. Well, look, hey.
Hold on, real quick.
Hey.
You almost started believing in James Harden, you almost started believing in the Clippers?
The Clippers. But, like, you know, if you believe in the Clippers, I got to believe in James Harden, I guess.
Hey, well, all right, let's look.
Kawhi Leonard was looking good yesterday, too.
Kawhi looked great.
He looking like he's on his way back.
And Zubac all of a sudden's all NBA.
Oh God, Zubac, it was his birthday, so he's told us that.
Yeah, but
times.
That's like the fifth time that he's had a game like that.
He's really good.
He's having a.
I was dead wrong about this Clippers team. I thought.
That's going to come up. Everybody was.
Yeah.
And don't play like you weren't. Everybody was wrong about this team.
They made
the right decision in letting Paul go to Philadelphia and not do his podcast, but then end his season and be able to start his podcast again if he wanted to.
Well, even then, like, it might have been the right decision to move on from him. But I was like, yeah, I understand not re-signing him to a max deal, but y'all still ain't going to be no good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there was the right decision to move on from him, but the reality is you guys ain't going to be no good. And they're a good team. Well coached. They have guys that fit what they're trying to do and what they want to do, and that are actually like good ball players. Mm-hmm. It's more than just, oh, they got this random guy that fits the rotation. Norm Powell's a hooper.
Yeah.
Zubac is a hooper. Yeah. And Jesse said, I didn't believe this was possible. James Harden has looked good.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden has looked real good. Yep. James Harden, a legit all-star, and because of the way everything is going to play out with these mm-hmm. who's eligible,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be on all NBA team and deserves it.
Very likely, yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought he was cooked, like cooked.
Yeah, 22.5 points per game, 8.7 assists for James Harden here on this season.
And he held it down.
Mm-hmm.
He held it down.
When I think that's exactly what he scored last night, if I'm not mistaken.
When it was, you know, Kawhi was trying to work yep. his way back and stuff, and they could have fell off the face of the earth, James held it down. Like I said, I've defended him, but I'm not like this crazy James Harden fan, but I got to give credit where it's due. He's had a – maybe I'm just surprised, but he's had a hell of a season.
And the Clippers have had a hell of a season. Mm. And the Cavs have had a hell of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Cavs are coming into town tonight as part of this just monstrous homestand that the Sacramento Kings have that got a little bit more difficult yesterday when the news we were all expecting, perhaps it wasn't as bad as some of us expected, but Domantas Sabonis out at least 10 days, as the Sacramento Kings reported. That wipes out the homestand. He is out for the remainder of this homestand. I think it was Orlando. I can't remember if Orlando was the first or second game on the upcoming road trip.
I think they're the first
game. Okay, for some reason, Orlando's sticking out. Like, he's probably out that game, too. Mm-hmm. But these games are in short order. There is no 2 days off. There's no 3 days off. There's no time off here for Sacramento. Like, missing 10 days is missing a ton of games. And Domantas Sabonis will miss this homestand, and he might miss the start.
Orlando's the first game of that road trip.
Thank you.
On a Saturday afternoon. Well, here, Saturday afternoon. It's probably a little better than maybe I thought. When I saw it, I'm thinking, and his reaction, I'm thinking two to 4 weeks, you know, is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. 10 days is encouraging. But even then, like, 10 days will be, you know, maybe when he can play. But mm-hmm. he's probably never going to be 100% the rest of this regular season. You know what I mean? Trying to work his way back, trying to deal with whatever pain and discomfort he may have, even though he's still able to play. So, yeah. And this was a tough stretch. Like, we had laid it out before when he got hurt with the hamstring about how you were going up against teams where you can kind of get away with maybe small ball or maybe it worked. But we talked about, I guess, the Knicks game, maybe the Clippers game. It's like, all right, the centers are here now. Like, yeah. You got to deal with the centers.
This is where the big boys play, huh? Yeah.
Key word, play.
No, it's adjective. Look at the adjective, play.
Good knowledge.
We ain't here to play. All right, Kevin.
But
I love when WWE cuts that part out. He goes, this is where the big boys play, huh? Yeah. Well, not like on the show, but when they do a highlight package or like a history thing, it'll say, this is where the big boys play, huh? We ain't here to play. It's like, all right, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
I didn't know that. I never noticed that.
Yeah, you notice it on some of the NWO stuff.
But man, you know, you got centers you got to deal with. We're dealing with Jared Allen tonight, dealing with Big Booch the next night, Brooke Lopez and Giannis the following night, maybe KP and Al Horford the next night, Chet and Hartenstein after that. Like, you're dealing with the big boys now. So you got Valanciunas, so that helps, but depth is where it may be a bit of an issue. You'd love to have, like I just mentioned, two guys, Allen and Mobley and Brooke Lopez. And like, you'd love to have Sabonis and Valanciunas, and now you just got Valanciunas.
Okay, Mobley played 31 minutes last night. I'm going to be watching Cavs. So I spoke to my Cavs insider this morning.
Oh, Cavs insider. Shout out. I used to listen to the morning show when they were going up against the Warriors because –
I know he still does. Like he got Cavs radio on lock on his Odyssey app, I'm sure. But he said keep an eye on Evan Mobley tonight.
He had been out. That was his first game back in a couple days.
Yeah, and with it being a back-to-back, maybe he winds up sitting down here. But, of course, this is a team now that has lost two in a row. That's not something that has happened very often with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, I think I said it was the third time. They've only lost three in a row one time this year. So this Cavs team is having a special season, but they also know we're getting to the point where it's like you're no longer being judged on a potential 60-win team.
Yeah.
You now get to 60, whether you finish with the best, you're going to finish with the number one seed, whether you finish with the best record in the league, probably indifferent, though you are in very much a race with Oklahoma City for that. Mm-hmm. You're expected to, at the bare minimum, be in the conference finals.
Yes.
The bare minimum you're expected to be in the conference
Anything
finals.
Anything less is a failure of the season for these guys.
Yeah, and there's a lot to talk about what happened in the NBA because you talk about the Eastern Conference and all this, and we saw the Bucks lose. The Nuggets were criticized. I should say the Warriors were criticized for losing the game to the Nuggets with Jokic out, and I think Jamal Murray was out in that one as well. They turn around, and with Steph out, they go on and beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Now the Milwaukee Bucks are on the other side of the criticism, talking about how you lose a game like that to the Warriors without Steph Curry. And so there's a lot to talk about with what happened in the NBA, but our attention, of course, is on Sacramento and Cleveland tonight. Domantas Sabonis out at least 10 days, the Sacramento Kings told us yesterday. So we will talk about all the different angles of that. You talked about the depth issues that could be at hand now. Could the Sacramento Kings have to play two different styles of basketball, a starting lineup style with Jonas Valanciunas out there, and perhaps a different type of style with, say, Trey Lyles out there at the five? There's a variety of different things we can touch on here. James Hamm will be with us in the final hour of the show. We talked about Cleveland here to start the show. We talked about the Clippers to start the show. Are either one of them the biggest surprise in this NBA season? We'll talk about that as well this first hour. We are thrilled that you are here with us. The phone lines are open for you. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. We're just getting started. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. The discussion on the next mystery we're going to try to solve here on D'Lo and KC.
I feel like conspiracies are a thing now.
That's our thing?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. It's going to be a wild summer.
Would you consider me a conspiracy theorist?
No, because I feel like you have to be like you have to believe in like everything. I think not everything, but like that's like your thing, you know.
Yeah. So,
do you believe the limo driver shot JFK?
I didn't even know there was a limo driver.
Okay.
Wait, what do you? I don't. What are you?
That's one of the conspiracy theories.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
No, it's a crazy one.
I've heard of the mafia getting him. I think.
No, there's so many. Yeah, that's the problem.
Mafia and the FBI are the two.
Right. That's the problem with. Yeah, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK. Like, I don't think it was just one guy who woke up and was like, yeah, I'm going to kill the president of the United States.
Right.
I don't think it was that. But, like, when you say, so does that make me a conspiracy theorist? Well, yeah, I guess in that case it does. Now, I don't believe the limo driver shot him, as one of the conspiracy theories is. I don't believe that, I don't even know if the mafia did it. Like, do I think the government is? Sure. Do I think it was a plan, a coup? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where it ends. I don't believe there was a single shooter. I think there were multiple shooters, but that's kind of like it. I don't think Woody Harrelson's dad shot him, which I think is another.
What, that's one?
Woody Harrelson's dad, I think, was there. Someone might have to help me out on this one. Woody Harrelson's dad was there in Dallas when that happened, and I think he's a criminal. And somehow he got tied to, well, maybe Woody Harrelson's dad
just
shot
threw
him.
Into
this. Yeah. I don't know.
We got another theory in the group message.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, now this is the guy right here.
JFK was accidentally killed by a Secret Service agent after Lee Harvey Oswald started shooting.
All right. I don't know. This ain't really my bad. I don't really know all the theories about this. But I have seen the video, and I don't think that happened. I think he was murdered intentionally.
Yeah, back and to the left. I can't get on board with our friend's theory on that one. He's missing me.
Next time I see him, he's gonna have to explain that one, because the video, which is, this is one of the worst videos ever.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw that video. I was like, oh my god!
I had a forensics class in high school. They made us watch that over and over.
What?
And not like crazy, but just kind of like dissected. Like, oh, how did this happen? Blah blah blah.
Yeah, they tripping for that. You said in high school?
Yeah, it was forensics class.
Oh, forensics. Okay. Okay. Which is going to be NCIS?
No, I had to take that class because I didn't go to my local high school. I transferred over to the other high school.
Oh, got expelled.
Oh.
No, I didn't get expelled.
No,
I was a good kid.
No, what he's saying is his high school was too stupid, so he had to go to the smart people high school. Wow. Wow, Jesse.
Needed a fresh start.
Oh, it's one of those. Okay. All right.
Well, no, you were right. What you were saying was right.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Change is good. Change is good sometimes.
Jesse there for a week. I can go for some change.
This is probably not the best high school for me right now.
Get out of here. Did you meet Crystal at the new high school?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And she was actually supposed to transfer to mine because her friends were going to that one.
And then she met you and was like, I'm not going anywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. Followed me to sex date, all that.
Let's go, baby.
Come on now.
We actually went to the same middle school, too, but we didn't know each other.
Love at first sight. I know. Yeah. Here, well, look, somebody, now, all right, I don't want to spend too much time on this.
What song is that?
That's I Wish.
Happily Ever. And I wish I knew. Okay, got it. Go ahead, continue.
Somebody in the chat, like I said, we ain't got to spend too much time, but I can't find it. They said, I've been to the grassy knoll.
I've been there,
he
too.
He was 100% shot from the grassy knoll. Once again, I'm very green on this. From seeing the video, the grassy knoll is on the ground, right? Like,
it's elevated.
It looks like
it's not flat.
It looks like the shot came from a building. That's
all. Don't think so at all.
Pull up the tape.
No, pull up the tape. No, we're not pulling that tape.
Well, I could be wrong, but from what, like, it seemed like the, you said it's elevated, but
yeah,
that seems a
like
little too
here.
Straight on of an angle compared to how it looked like he got shot.
Because
I saw something yesterday, ironically, where he gets shot and then it goes down into the leg of the person who was sitting.
That's the first shot.
Okay, that's not the one.
The one that's crazy. That's a single shot.
Mm. So is that where everybody says there were two shooters?
Yes,
because
first
shot and then the second shot.
So it's the magic bullet theory. They say like the wound that you were just talking about in the leg is the same wound that like hit. I think it went through like JFK's like neck or something like that. Mm-hmm. They say it hit like four different things, mm-hmm. and I think the whole like that whole idea had to be created because of. One of the bullets hit the concrete.
Oh, wow.
So if one hit the concrete, one was shot off that, like, I think it's right when JFK goes behind that freeway thing, mm-hmm. because he's like waving and then there's a sound and he stops, mm-hmm. and he goes to wave again. And then he gets hit, another shot, and then the shot.
So the thought is the first one missed and hit the concrete.
Yeah. Because it hit like it, I guess it like it ricocheted, it hit like a bystander. Mm. And that kind of has thrown a lot of this. That's really what created if a bullet hit here and hit this person, how did one single bullet create all of this mayhem? Mm. And that's when they created what, I don't even know if it was always called the magic bullet theory or if that's what just the Oliver Stone movie called it, or if that's what the book called it.
I remember going to the theater to see that one.
You saw JFK in the theater?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, it was our iPod. I was probably like 11, so I didn't really understand what I was watching. Like, I understood it, but it just, like, I'd like to see it now, to be honest with you.
I've watched it. Well, probably within the last few years. I enjoy the movie. I do take it for what it is. Like, it's a movie. Mm-hmm. That scene with Donald Sutherland outside the Washington Monument is one of
my
favorites.
That's where they're sitting on a bench or something?
Yeah, I love that scene. Yeah. Like, it's not real whatsoever, but yeah. I do love it. Like, he's a composite character. But the way that they tell that story, I thought, is just, this is, like, if you wanted to believe something, like, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
Tune in for Conspiracy Week this summer. Not to be confused with Rivals Week.
The Ancient Aliens Week.
That would be. Yo, if we took a different conspiracy theory.
That's what I'm saying, a different conspiracy.
It every day.
Yeah, every day, a different one.
You know, we could, like, in all seriousness, we could do that, like, sports conspiracy theories.
Game six?
Oh, you don't have to do that. Man. We'll do that.
Well, I mean,
Friday.
What are we going to pretend like that doesn't exist? What is the Tuck rule a conspiracy theory, or is that just
that was just a bad rule. Rule? That was the right call, bad rule.
It's not a conspiracy though.
No. Yeah, no.
It was.
What's another sports conspiracy?
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. Yep. Yeah. Suspended.
It seemed to be all in the NBA.
No.
We don't need to throw Will in there, right? I think we've had our fun, but like Will, we agree.
I think Will scored 100 points.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I fought against it long enough.
I got renderings of the pyramids over here, but can't get a. This is what it looked like when Wilt scored 100. Picture, huh? All right. Got loincloths and ramps made out of dirt building the pyramids, but that's fine.
Yeah,
we'll work on a list of.
Well, Chatty House, you let us know. You come to Stephen Jacobs, CP3 Lakers trade.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. The who said something about that recently? I think it was Adam. I think Adam Silver was asked
because needs to step his game up.
I think it was about Luka Doncic and the Lakers trade, mm-hmm. and I think someone asked him, like, was there any point where you thought about vetoing this trade? And Adam was like, I know you guys think that that's not real. Hmm. David was the owner of the Pelicans at the time. Hmm. He had the authority as the Pelicans owner to veto the trade. Hmm. That's how he did it. He didn't do it as the commissioner of David Stern, as commissioner of the NBA, which is fantastic. However, no one saw the conflict of interest in here of having a league-run franchise. Nobody stepped up and say, hey, Mr. Stern, this is a bad idea. Mm. Or did someone stand up and say, Mr. Stern, this is a bad idea? And David Stern said, sit your bitch ass down.
Well, Stern probably, didn't he kind of have, like, weren't the Hornets like an
oh, I forgot this
like
was
that?
On the board.
Shut your bitch ass up.
This is David Stern right there.
Weren't the Hornets like in some type of situation where like he almost had to though?
Yes, they were in like a transition period.
Yeah. Was it Benson getting the team or losing the team? I can't remember.
Who has it now?
I think Benson's Willow. So
them. So them. It was going from the old owners to the new owners.
Right.
And the belief was the new owners need to be able to decide how they want to deal with the Chris Paul situation. Mm-hmm. And
well,
sounds fair to me.
Well, yes and no, because the new owner still didn't decide what they wanted to do, I don't think. Because wasn't Chris Paul traded like a week later?
Was he?
Yeah, it was right then. I shouldn't say right then and there. But it's like week, 2 weeks later, I think.
Maybe I added words to this, but maybe David didn't like the trade.
Yeah, I think
wasn't the Lakers trade better?
The
Lakers trade was good.
It was
like
good.
It wasn't.
I think you were getting Lamar Odom. You were getting Lamar Odom and like another. I don't think it was Powell, but it was a good trade.
The Clippers got Eric. Or the Clippers sent Eric Gordon, Chris Kamen, Al Frugamino, and Minnesota's unprotected 2012 first-round pick to the Hornets for Chris
Paul.
Can
you help my timeline?
Was good.
This was Kobe and Powell?
Kobe and Powell.
It wasn't Kobe and Shaq, right? It
definitely wasn't Kobe and Shaq. It was Kobe and Powell. And I remember, because I remember Max Kellerman was on the radio at the time. And like a month before that, he was like, you know, he was like talking crazy. He was like, "Yeah, watch when the Lakers get Dwight Howard and Chris Paul, and then we're gonna be right back here, like talking about championship." Mm. And people are like, you crazy. What are you talking about?
Well, Max would know.
And then they got Chris Paul. And I remember listening to the radio that day. And he was like, Chris Paul. And Dwight, I told you, Dwight Howard, too. It's about to happen. And then within a matter of hours, it was like squat. That was mayhem down there for that moment. But I think Powell was involved.
No, yeah, he was. It was a three-team deal. Lamar and Powell were involved, but yeah. I think they were going separate places.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, they were getting rid of Powell.
Yeah, I think Powell was going to New Orleans. I could be wrong. I don't know. But yeah, they were going to move on from Powell.
So was Bynum there? Oh, they were trying to do the Dwight thing too. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're working on Dwight. And then what happened was, I believe if my timeline is correct, they end up quote unquote settling eventually for Dwight and Nash. But the original thought, like I said, I don't know if he had inside information or what. But Kellerman was
Max?
Yeah.
Oh, Max had inside information.
Yeah. But
even back then, Max had very inside information.
Well, I'm sure he did. But the way he was saying it was like, as he was like talking trash. He wasn't saying it like reporting. He was like, oh, yeah. And watch, when we get, I'm telling you right now, Chris Paul and Dwight Howard, we about to be da 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 da. Like he was talking trash almost. But obviously, he probably had founded sources to say that it could even be a possibility. And I think it ended up being Howard and Nash. And that didn't work.
Yeah, the Rockets were supposed to get Powell, and then New Orleans was going to get Kevin Martin, Luis Scola, Lamar Odom, and then Goran Dragic, and then a first-round pick. Mm.
Jeannie Buss would later reveal the trade collapsed due to miscommunication between Stern and Dell Demps.
Mm-hmm. Dell Demps, GM at the time of the Hornets.
I think David Stern called him an idiot.
Come on, man. Don't call
him an idiot. No, I'm serious. I think David Stern called him an idiot.
David Stern seemed like the kind of guy who would just say what he felt.
David Stern.
You can't be called that man no idiot.
No, he absolutely called that man. Yeah. Never forget David Stern. Well, he once called, maybe he didn't. He once called Dell Demps a lousy general manager. But Dell Demps is a lousy general manager, and none of those players are currently with the team anymore, and he may lose Anthony Davis. That's a quote. I swore he called him an idiot. Maybe he called him an idiot, like, privately, and I just heard about it.
Maybe that was when you were in the room with Jordan and Stuart Scott now.
Well, David wasn't there that
day. Well, no, Mike would have been like, yeah, David talked to me. This guy's an idiot.
I don't know if that timeline matches up. I feel like this was years before.
Might have still called him an idiot.
He might have. He absolutely might have. Yeah. Warriors beat the Bucks last night without Steph. Good win for the Warriors, bad loss for the Bucks. That's just kind of how it goes. Clippers destroyed the Cavs. We mentioned that to start the show. Cavs have lost two straight for just the third time this season. They've only lost three runs. Of course, they've got a second night of a back-to-back here in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. We'll get to the Cavs and the Kings. Ask you about the Clippers. We started talking about them. We talked about, admittedly, everybody will acknowledge we were wrong about the Clippers.
Yes.
They're significantly better than I think any of us expected them to be. They're 39-30, very much in the conversation right now for the sixth spot with Golden State, Minnesota, and the Clippers. And that's kind of where we're at here, if we're going to be honest about the way this is shaking out. The Warriors, the Timberwolves, and the Clippers are likely the three teams competing for a guaranteed playoff spot. And a one win and in playing spot. The Kings, Mavericks, and Suns are competing for the 9 and 10 spot. And I'm throwing the Kings in there to be responsible to respect this home stretch that they have coming up where they have really good, you know, basketball teams right. on their horizon. I think we'll have a very clear picture as to whether the Sacramento Kings are in a really good position to keep that 9 spot or even 10 spot, or if we're in a bit of not panic, but we're in a race in the final 3 weeks of the season.
When you said that just now, so I'm going to answer your question, but when
I don't think I asked.
Yeah, just got to respond to what you said. It reminded me of, and remember on Airtime when he goes, when the Bulls come home from this road trip, we'll have a very clear understanding of if 70 wins is realistic or not.
There you go. Very good. Good reference.
They lost like to Denver and lost to.
When it was clear 70 wins wasn't a thing anymore, we just got back to playing basketball. Cue music and highlight reel.
Some jazz. They start playing some jazz while he's hitting reverse layups. But, yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that sixth seed is still the race that it is. I thought the Warriors kind of had that on lock. And what's happened is they haven't been able to get away from the Clippers and the Timberwolves. All three of them are playing good basketball.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them are not necessarily on win streaks, but in stretches where they've won. I think Minnesota's like 8 of 9. The Warriors are 14 of 15 or something like that. And now the Clippers have won 4 in a row and, mm-hmm. and probably like 6 of their last 7 or something like that.
7 of their last 10.
Yeah, so they hadn't been able to get away from those guys talking about the Warriors.
Yep.
I think about this, and I was thinking about this last night from a Kings point of view. I definitely want the Warriors to get that sixth spot because I don't think they can beat them in a one game on the road situation.
You don't think the Kings can beat the Warriors
in a one game. Maybe I'm prisoner of the last two games they played.
Well, rightfully so. They lost them by a combined 60.
Jeez.
Something.
So I don't want to see that. I don't want to go to the Chase Center in a one game situation. Minnesota, I'm probably a little higher on than both of you guys are.
No, I think Jesse likes Minnesota.
I'm not really feeling Minnesota like that.
Minnesota's you were in after the 8-game win streak.
Yeah, they're better. I think they could be a playoff team now. I think before it was always, they'll be playing. They won't get to the playoffs, but now they'll be a playoff team.
Okay. In respect to what the Clippers are doing, if you ask me those three teams, I'd rather go to L.A. to play the Clippers. And I think the Clippers they're dangerous. Harden's playing great. Kawhi in a one-game situation. You mentioned Zubac. I'm assuming Norm Powell would be ready to go again. Like, they've got players. Bogey, who was 8 for 8 last night, 20 points. There are no pushovers. Like, it'd be a tough battle, but out of those three teams, I'd rather play the Clippers.
What about Golden State bothers you in a one-game scenario?
Steph Curry.
Well, that's perfect. That's fine.
Steph Curry.
I don't know. At this point, it's Draymond Green after what we saw the last time.
Draymond, Quentin Post. You know what I mean? I just feel like they I don't like their matchup with the Kings right now. With this. Now, granted, the Kings played them without Sabonis. And even when I say Sabonis, I'm talking more so the combination of JV and Sabonis.
I was going to ask something, but it would have been so disrespectful.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Come on. Can we do this?
Would it have been better? Would they be better off starting Valanciunas in that game?
Well, that is disrespectful. That is very disrespectful.
Domas, we're going to tell everyone you're hurt today and you're not playing.
Well, the killer is Valanciunas got ran off the floor that game.
He did. Yeah, he absolutely did.
And I don't know if Sabonis would have defended any better or anything. I'm thinking more
so. He wasn't particularly great in the one in February either.
Valanciunas wasn't?
Valanciunas, yeah.
I'm thinking more so of being able to take advantage of maybe their weakness of being on the boards and scoring in the paint.
Did they start Trey? Was that the game they started Trey in the second half, or was that
the last game?
Yep.
Yeah. The last time they played each other. So I just think it's a bad matchup right now for the Kings. I don't like the vibes of that matchup right now. So they'd be the last team I want to face. Minnesota.
I think they could get Minnesota.
Yeah, you could convince me they could get Minnesota in a one game, but
Randle do his thing. But like, I think you can limit Julius Randle and the others.
Julius Randle, who kills the Kings.
We'll figure it out that day.
So what would that ranking be for you guys? Is it Minnesota first? Like, you'd rather see them first?
I think go Minnesota first, then the Clippers, and then the Warriors.
I think I'd go the Clippers first. Probably Minnesota second. I did not want to see the Golden State Warriors under any circumstances.
We'll just go home if that's the case.
Even if it's a good matchup. It's like, I just don't want to deal with that.
Well, look,
the season went to hell after we FaceTimed everybody. Like,
I don't know if the Warriors are playing the Kings in the play-in, maybe something went wrong for the Warriors at that point.
Maybe, but everything is so tight right now.
You drop one game and the Clippers and Timberwolves catch one, then it's just back and forth the rest of the season. Like, nothing has to have gone wrong.
Hey, if we got to play the Warriors in the last play-in game, are we invading the Odyssey San Francisco studios?
If we win?
No, if we just that day, like no. It's a Friday.
No, it went terrible the last time we did this.
We never been down there.
Well, no, but it went terrible the last time we...
Well, not invaded.
The last time we talked to anybody from San Francisco.
FaceTime's heard around the world.
The entire King season went to hell. Like, nothing has been right since we FaceTimed Joe Shasky.
We got to make it back right, though.
I say we invade the studios after they win. I say we continue the trend of being front runners and show up after they win.
Like you said, we don't make the rules.
Yeah, that's right. Which was like, we only FaceTime when we win? Yep. What are we going to have a loser FaceTime for? What do we look like?
Yeah, I'm not that stand-up of a guy.
No.
What are you talking about?
Talk trash, and if I lose and tell you I don't care after.
I'm like the Chase Center crowd. I'm a front runner. You should be used to it.
Look, I'll pick up your call. That don't mean I'm going to call you voluntarily.
Right.
Those are two different things.
Yep.
So I don't want no parts of that, though. I'm okay. I'm cool.
Turns out it's going to be a lot of tough matchups for the Kings, though. I don't think there's one right answer here.
No, there's not. And that's fine. Like, earn it.
Yeah.
Earn a playoff spot. Help. Okay. Let's also be clear. You're going to need to beat Dallas or Phoenix.
Yes, absolutely. And Phoenix, like,
Phoenix beat your ass the other day.
I don't feel great about Phoenix. Facing
the
Phoenix.
The only thing that gives me pause with Phoenix, because I can see Dallas just scrapping and clawing and, yeah, look what we did. F you guys. Phoenix, I wonder, would be like, man, can we just get this season over with?
There's four deals on the table for Kevin right now. Yeah, Devin's low-key looking around. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, Katie going to be a Celtic by the end of the week. Let's just end this.
So, I agree, but I think you'd have to get them down first.
I agree.
Down 17 in the second quarter, they'll fold to 10. But if they're up 10 in the second quarter, well, we're here now, like, just win. I got shoes to sell, so I need to be in the playoffs.
We'll come back. There's much more to talk about in the NBA, including, are any of these teams that we just talked about the biggest surprise, good or bad, in the NBA this year? It's the Kings and the Cavs tonight. This home stretch continues. No Domantas Sabonis. It's Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. G League is popping.
That's Jordan and Pippen on the Stockton Kings.
The Red Rooster play today? We ain't even talk about that. The Red Rooster is back.
Taylor. Shout out to him. Shout out to him. Tende. Sacramento King.
He didn't play for the G League, though. He's just Tende on the big boy roster.
That's what I think. Yeah. Red Rooster's back. Red Velvet back tomorrow.
Who?
Red Velvet. Oh, damn. You've been gone too long.
Oh, he's back.
Really? You don't need to do that. That's crazy.
No, wait a second.
You
changed the subject. You said Terry Taylor's back with the Sacramento Kings. Yeah. Then you said Red Velvet is back. I was like, I don't understand.
Back tomorrow.
Well, yeah, just like, you know Red Velvet. Like, that we know him. It's like, know him. You know him. It's Red Velvet, Red Velvet.
That's how they do you. No, I'm expecting.
He was serious. That wasn't even like a joke. I was serious.
Y'all changed the subject.
I got it. I knew what you were
y'all,
saying.
Y'all just switched to turning into talking about the Bulls tomorrow.
No, that is funny.
All right, man. Whatever.
Like y'all, the Mariah Carey gift. I don't know her.
Y'all are instigators, man.
Oh, that was hilarious. Did you see Mariah Carey?
King of Mactown says D-Lo turned into Mike Brown. That's a damn shame.
I don't know. Kevin's playing 5-on-5 with the people before practice. I'm not there. I'm in meetings. I don't know.
I ain't watching that.
Ask Kevin.
I'm not there. Did you see Mariah Carey's reaction to people, Money Long and who was the other one? They were singing. She was being like in a Lifetime Achievement Award. And they were singing and honoring her, singing her songs.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah looked disgusted. I don't know if that's just like her natural look or something, but she.
Oh, God. Oh, she's not happy at all.
Then they were doing fine. I heard Money Long, and she sounded fine, but Mariah's the last. She's the last diva.
She is. She said, "Is the lighting okay? Because I don't like bad lighting."
Yeah, she's accepting an award.
I got bad news, Mariah. It wasn't good lighting. Oh goodness. Oh, these gifts are going crazy.
Mariah crazy. That's my girl, though. Guess oh, this bad is, about Mimi to me.
This is a good one. Better gift, Mariah or Beyonce winning the Grammy?
I don't remember Beyonce winning the Grammy.
The shocked? You didn't see the shocked?
She didn't think she was going to win?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was pleasantly surprised.
Was that a shoot or was that a work?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to have to look at it now.
I'll send it. Hold on. Group text.
I got it right here.
You mean to tell me Beyonce didn't know she was getting an award that night?
I don't know.
They were all getting awards that night.
I don't know. Maybe not. Did she know she was getting that award? I love Beyonce. I didn't think she was getting that award.
Mm.
I thought that was going to the girl who always wins it.
They were all then.
It's a good point. Maybe it was a shoot.
Hold on, Joe Budden. Go ahead. Go ahead. He's been listening to the podcast again. So go ahead.
I haven't been listening.
Go ahead, Joe.
They were all getting awards that night.
So yeah, Casey thinks it's a work.
So the award shows are a work.
I think Beyonce's reaction was. Now that looking back at it.
I don't. And not just this year. Like I think there's always they know a lot of the time people know.
I know.
Whether they're winning
I just figured it took me a second. It's my bad. What? You know, Kendrick won 4.
Oh, yeah.
So the Drakeys had a meeting. It's cool.
I don't know what the Drakeys do. When Dre and what's his name is over there high fiving, it was like, oh, okay. That's what this was about tonight.
When who?
You didn't see when Dr. Dre and old boy from UMG was high-fiving? It's like, oh, okay. That was interesting. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that. That's all I'm saying. I've never seen that before.
You've never seen people celebrate at the Grammys? Or
I've never seen.
What's the context of them
Dr.
high-fiving?
Dr. Dre and the head of a music group high-fiving. I've just never seen it.
He was definitely listening to a Drake podcast.
I don't listen. What is a Drake podcast?
What if he was never caught on camera before?
That could be the case.
Who was the biggest surprise in the NBA this season?
That could be the case. Who is the biggest surprise in the NBA?
The Pistons.
That's a good call.
Shout out Eminem trying to get the WNBA back.
Wow.
In Detroit.
Wow.
I ain't gonna look down at anybody who tries to get it done just because Sacramento can't.
No, not looking down on him. But I'm still upset that Sacramento ain't getting their shot.
Yeah.
But no, that's dope. I think there's other places they should go before Detroit, though.
Yeah, I don't think we need to rush back to Detroit. Detroit did have a very good fan base. Mm. I don't think we need to rush back to Detroit. If we're going heritage franchises, it starts with Houston.
100%.
Houston deserves to have their franchise. They deserve to have their banners. They deserve to have numbers retired. They deserve all of that.
I agree. I think they should go to Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm good. Like something in that area, I think that'd be great.
Duke, North Carolina, mm-hmm. South Carolina, they support NC like State. Crazy yep. for yeah NC State. My bad too. They support like crazy for women's mm-hmm. basketball, so they get it. I don't know why Cleveland got one. That's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Why?
It's a fantastic question. That's the Cleveland Rockers. We were all why? Jesse in that situation.
Mm.
Cleveland. However, the Cleveland basketball team is approaching 60 wins here. Mm. They're looking to come in here and stop what for them is a little bit of a skid. They've lost two in a row. Is Cleveland the biggest surprise in the NBA? Is the team that people are most surprised with walking into the Golden One Center tonight?
Taking away Detroit because they were bad and they're like solid, that's a different level of surprise. When you talk about like having an opportunity to win a title, yeah, Cleveland is.
Is it the fact like Cleveland? What were they 48 last year?
They were.
I feel like we just looked last year.
Sure.
48. Yeah, they were 48 and 34.
Is it? I'm gonna throw a team out here because I think it probably is Cleveland. But is it more surprising that Cleveland is this good, or more surprising that Philly was this bad this season?
Oh, that's a good one too.
More surprising that Cleveland is that good.
I think you're wrong. Cleveland, I think it's more surprising that Philly is this bad.
If I told you Joel Embiid is down again, you'd be like, all right, they ain't that good.
So if I said Cleveland was going to win 60 games, you'd be shocked?
A little bit. And like say, like, no, they're going to be a – I did not – this is just me. I didn't think they were a title contender going mm-hmm. into the season. The fact that they not only are a title contender, but they've got the best record in the league, that is surprising. Better record than Boston, better record yep. than Milwaukee, better record than
you'll be loving New York Knicks.
No real better big additions in the offseason either.
It's the same record as OKC.
Same record now, gotcha. And 12. Okay.
They didn't really do anything in the offseason either. They had DeAndre Hunter middle season, but other than Kenny Atkinson, that's really it.
So in that same vein then, is the 56-12 for OKC a surprise?
No.
No, because they were already we were kind of expecting this. Like they were already really
56-12. Like they're gonna, they were 57-25 last year. They're gonna win 60+ games this year.
That's a crazy number.
Yeah,
it's a crazy number, but it's tracks.
Not shocking. Yeah,
yeah, it tracks. Like
I'm not surprised.
It's about right.
They're really good. We don't know what they'll be in the playoffs or who's who. Like as far as like who's the guy and if Jalen Williams is a true number two and all that come playoff time. But regular season, I don't think this is that crazy. Like they got a squad.
Two seasons ago, this team was 40-42.
Mm.
Two seasons ago, this team won 40 games. Mm-hmm. Three seasons ago, they won 24. They're going to top 60. They're that's likely going to top 65.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, it is still surprising. It's not like the question was the most surprising, but that's still like, damn. OKC.
Did you think OKC would be legit title contenders this year?
Yeah, they would have been my pick before the season to come out the West.
Yeah.
Mm.
They laid that groundwork last year with their regular season and, you know, going through what they went through in the second round and be like, all right, you had to go through that. Now it's time for you to elevate.
Do the Clippers get any?
They should.
Any run in this conversation?
Yeah, they should because I would tell anybody who would listen, they were a low-playing team, mm-hmm. possibly like an 11 seed.
Put it this way, I expected the Kings to probably be closer to what the Clippers are now, and the Clippers to be closer to what the Kings are now.
Mm-hmm. E. Eaton.
Ty Lue's a hell of a coach, man.
Our guy, he is. E. Eaton, not paying attention to the teacher right now, says who had Houston as a 2 seed? That is a pretty that's a pretty big jump. I know would be better, but
Houston last year 40. I feel like if they were 41-41,
end of the game, like or season,
and he's
like a
right.
winning streak.
He's right. They're a 2 seed.
Oh, he's really not doing anything. Real quick, Eaton says he's a TA this period. Yeah, he's chilling.
Going and checking some Scantron.
I'm far more worried about what E-Biz is doing right now. But the Rockets, he's right. They are a 2 seed, but they're 44-25. Same record as Denver, who's the 3 seed. They got a game on Los Angeles. They got a game on Memphis. By the time we're back here, shoot, it's Wednesday. By the time we go into the weekend, they could be the fifth seed. So, like, are we weighing their record or are we weighing the seeding? Because the seeding, they could wind up being, you know, three slots down in 2 days, not because they fell apart, but they have the Rockets. The Rockets, they've won seven in a row. They could lose the next two and be back down to five.
Yeah.
So Houston's nice. I'm gonna keep them out of the. I don't think they're a bigger surprise than the Clippers are. I don't think they're okay.
I put them a little above the Clippers.
Really?
A little bit.
The above Rockets?
Yeah. Because man, they are the. They're just the fact that they're in.
Everyone thought the Rockets would ascend last year. Like, this offseason. It's like, oh, the Rockets, they're going to be this, they're going to be that. Like, people thought the Clippers were dead.
Thought they were dead. There was still murmurs, not from me, I want to be clear, but there were still murmurs like, yeah, it's a playing team, and you gotta worry about them a little, but they're a playing team. And right now, it's
yeah, good. But they're 39-30, though. Like, yeah. they're a playing team. They're not a playing team like that. You can't. I don't think that's fair. Dallas is 33-36, and they're a playing team.
That's fine. But we also look at Houston, and we're like, yeah, they were 41-41. But how many? I said this, and they needed to go crazy to get to 41-41. Like, they'll be a 10 seed, yeah, 2 seed.
But yeah, it's like, you know, how legitimate? Like Dame said, like. By Friday, you could be the sixth seed or the fifth seed. They're not, like, solidified there.
They're going to be...
It'll be top five.
At minimum, they're going to be 10 wins better than they were last year, in my opinion. They'll probably be more than that.
They got a really easy schedule coming up, too. Like, they're going to stack wins.
Could wind up being 14 or 15.
Then. Is it more surprising if the Clippers end up landing the top six spot?
Yes. Then if Houston does...
Yeah, like both teams land top six, but like the Clippers get that sixth spot.
Yeah, I'd be more surprised if the Clippers did it than Houston. Absolutely, I'd be more surprised if the Clippers did it than Houston.